story here from Channel 41. A Gladstone family is speaking out after a thief stole more than just a package off their porch. The thief nearly put their child's life at risk. Like normal, the Mitchells were expecting their son's medical equipment to arrive, but when the package was delivered, Steph Mitchell noticed that it was soon gone. So Steph, mom, I presume, it was ridiculous. I got the notification that someone was at the door, and it was literally 40 seconds from the time that package was delivered to the time that she came up. Inside the package was a lifeline for Steph and Shane's son, who was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes more than a year ago. 40 seconds. What does that tell you? She's following.
They were following
the delivery driver.
Yep.
That's right.
Are they trained to look out for something like this? Because this is not the first time that we have read a story in the Metro of somebody following a UPS, FedEx, or Amazon driver. And what are they supposed to do if they do identify somebody following them? Try to lose them?
What drives me crazy about the Porch Pirates is 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a pair of socks, or like I did buy something on Amazon yesterday. It's a soap. Like a sponge soap for the bath that I can't find in stores anywhere. So you're going to get something that's worth probably $4 and then inconvenience me. But every once in a while, you are taking something that is truly life or death.
Well, in this case, it could have been.
So is the solution then that we do not have medicines or medical equipment delivered to the door anymore, that you have to physically go in somewhere to get that stuff, if that is even an option?
These were Dexcom devices, 3 of them.
And by the way, I think you have to wait before they'll send you another one.
Well, they were apparently able to get them again.
God, that makes me so mad.
The community came together, backed them up, and they ended up with more Dexcom devices, which monitors glucose levels. According to Gladstone Police, 17 packages were reported stolen last year. So far, 5 have been reported stolen this year.
Someone just wrote on my Facebook page that a few minutes ago, the black bear, was spotted near a DMV in Grandview. And someone else was heading home near that DMV and spotted the bear in her yard. Bear update, I do think they might be closing in.
And just when we thought the DMV couldn't get worse...
You just go to try and stand in line for hours to get your driver's license, and you get eaten by a bear.
Did he get a real ID?
Probably not.
There are so many puns going on in my head, and I'm not going to say a single one of them. A hotline between air traffic controllers at Reagan National Airport and the Pentagon. Let me read that again. A hotline between air traffic controllers at Reagan National Airport and the Pentagon, intended to coordinate aircraft, has not worked since March of 2022, according to the FAA, revealing in a congressional hearing today.
Oh, God.
The FAA was not aware that the direct line was broken until a May 1st incident where a helicopter circled the Pentagon and caused 2 flights to abort their landings at Reagan National. The airport was the site of the deadliest U.S. airline crash in more than a decade, when an American Airlines regional jet leaving from Wichita, as you'll recall, and a Black Hawk helicopter on a training mission collided on January 29th. The unit flying the helicopter that circled the Pentagon, was the same one involved in the mid-air collision in January.
How do we have a, quote, hotline that has not worked in 3 years when really at the end of the day what we are talking about is a telephone, a landline.
A secure line, but a landline nonetheless.
Secured landline between 2 federal agencies. That's what this is.
Well, and 2 very important federal agencies. And I would have to look. Sam, if you would be so kind while I'm just finishing this thought and not trying to do 2 things at the same time. Will you look up a map of the D.C. area and see how close Reagan National is to the Pentagon? The Pentagon, like Reagan National, is not actually in the District of Columbia. And I believe they're relatively close to each other. And to a point I heard a lawmaker make the other day, I don't know if it was on one of the Sunday shows or not, I can't remember where I saw this. Why is it? You know, I get it that some dignitaries might need to be flown via helicopter, although I'm really struggling to find out why. Yeah. But why is it that these high-ranking Army generals that are flying into Reagan need to be flown back to the Pentagon in a helicopter? Why can they not ride in their flagged vehicles? When you hear people talk about, this is a little inside baseball and probably telling you guys something you know. When you hear about a field officer, they're usually talking about majors, lieutenant colonels, colonels. When you hear on the news, they refer to flag officers. Those are all generals because on their motorcade, they have little red flags at the front of the car with the number of stars that the general is riding in it.
Okay.
So they're called flag officers. Why is it that the flag officers can't take a car, which would be driven by somebody other than themselves,
sure,
from the airport back to the Pentagon?
They could.
Why do they have to have a helicopter?
They don't.
By road, we're looking at 1.6 miles.
1.6 miles.
By, as the crow flies, the end of the runway at Reagan National, the only thing separating that from the Pentagon is a highway and a self-storage plus.
Okay.
So they could easily take a car and not a helicopter.
They could walk.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It'd be a 5-minute walk.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.